The Calgary Flames Celebrity Charity Golf Classic presented by Scotiabank has wrapped up for another year, which means another $400,000 plus is going to be raised for the Calgary Flames Foundation. And this is one of the hallmark events for the foundation, which does so much good work in Southern Alberta for health and wellness, for grassroots hockey, and for so much. And you know what? Every once in a while, we like to pump the tires. In fact, more than every once in a while, as much as we can, we like to pump the tires of the Flames Foundation. And knowing that this is the kind of official kickoff to the season and knowing how much money is raised each and every year, we thought we'd do that today. Welcome back to the program. Pat Steinberg along with you, joined around the table by three very special guests. Starting to my broadcast left, we have got Flames forward Freddie Hamilton. To his left, we've got Flames defenseman Dougie Hamilton. And finally, to his left, we've got Flames forward Michael Backlund. Gentlemen, thank you so much for doing this. I guess we'll start with you, Mike, and just how did things go on the course today? How is the official kickoff to camp?
Yeah, our group wasn't maybe the best, but we had a good time. I mean, I don't play golf. I haven't played since this tournament 2 years ago, so I can't say I've played a great game, but we had a good time. It was a great group, and that's the most important thing.
Dougie, how was any better for you?
Yeah, probably not too much better. I think just like he said, though, a lot of fun, and our whole group enjoyed it a lot, so... just looking forward to the dinner tonight and then get ready for camp.
The best thing I hear that Freddie did was got paid by his group to fire shots at the talking goaltender, who just happens to be the other half of this program. How is that? And I hear pretty accurate on Rob Kerr's head.
Yeah, more accurate than the golf was for sure.
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was fun. It was good for him to do that.
Yeah, I think another good chunk of change range for the Flames Foundation, too. I want to get into, with the three of you, kind of all the different ways that you're involved in the community. And I think it's really cool to have you three because you have been three of the players that are most involved with the community since Dougie and Freddie got here, and instant connection with the community. And Michael, you've been here for the last decade. And again, you've made a really, really big connection to the city of Calgary and the community here. I'll start with you, Michael, and let's go through kind of all of what you've been involved with. First of all, you are involved pretty heavily with the ALS Society of Calgary, the Kids Cancer Care Foundation, and Special Olympics Calgary. Those are the three that you are most closely involved with. I want to start with the ALS Society of Alberta and how that connection kind of got started for you.
Yeah, it started in 2014 when I met my fiancée, Frida. She lost her mom New Year's Day to ALS. And before I met her, I didn't know much about what ALS was, what kind of disease it was. And then she told me, and it's just an awful disease. I don't know if there's anything more cruel out there, the way to, you know, see someone die from, or, you know, to die of it. So, yeah, it was heartbreaking hearing it. And, of course, I wanted to do something about it right away. And that's why we started this program that we're running. And I think ALS Society of Alberta is a great organization. They're doing a great job. They're supporting us to 100%, and they're always so happy when we do help them. And, yeah, it's been a great great partnership, and I'm excited to help them. It's a disease that is awful, and it needs more attention. I was good with the ice bucket challenge a few summers ago, and that helps to raise some awareness, but I think it needs even more. They don't know why we get it, or people who get it. So it's something I want to help for sure.
$200, just like last year, for every point you score is going to go to the ALS Society of Alberta. That's in partnership with KPMG. But it goes beyond that because you were hosting families but once a month, right, the last year, right?
Yeah. So since fall 2014, we've hosted a family, or 10. We give away 10 tickets to ALS of Alberta, one game a month, and so about eight times a year. And after the game, I go up and meet the families, usually two families there, and giving great feedback from there. Everyone's really excited about it. It's a big moment of their tough times. And Frida joined me once last year. She hadn't met a person with ALS since she saw her mom pass away, so she's been trying to stay away from it. She wasn't really ready, and she tried last year, and it was a tough moment for her, but a lot of courage to her to going up and meeting those people. And said, I don't think anyone can understand how tough it is to lose someone to ALS and someone so close. So, but yeah, that's something we've done from the beginning.
And you know, for you, I know that a lot of the causes that you're involved with, personal connections. You just mentioned, you know, Frida and her connection and her mother with ALS and how much that means to you. And on the kids' cancer care front, I mean, the same thing. I mean, you've got a fairly personal connection with cancer as well, and that means a lot to you to kind of help in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. I started Kids Cancer Care to support them before my friend passed away, but 2 years after I started my work with them, one of my closest friends, my oldest friends, Victor, passed away in Sweden, and it was very, very tough to see what he went through, and you know, I miss him every day. So, and then last fall, my dad's fiance went through breast cancer, and she's good now, but she did all the chemo, surgery, laser, everything. She went all through all the treatments, but she's good now, so I'm happy about that. But you know, cancer is something that affects everyone, and but thankfully we come far enough that we can cure most of it, and the doctor's doing a good job, and you know, the science behind, or the people search, or can't find a word now.
Researching?
Researching. Yeah. The people that research about it have done a great job finding cures and medicine for it, so they've come a long way with cancer, but it affects everyone. Someone has some kind of connection with cancer for sure nowadays, unfortunately.
Now, and you've also been able to spend some time with a lot of the kids from the Kids Cancer Care Foundation too, right?
Yeah. When I started, I donated $100 per point, and then, yeah, when I met Frida, I moved that to ALS, but still I've arranged, we had a Halloween floor hockey game a few years ago, and I usually invite some kids to the family day game when it's an early game, more kids can come, and and I trying to come out to their events and sponsor if they have a big gala or something with tickets or jerseys or whatever.
And I want to get back to an event that you're going to do in a little bit later on, because coming up in November, you've got a big event with the Flames Foundation. But finally, just tell me about being an ambassador for Special Olympics Calgary, because you've been doing that for quite a long time.
Yeah, it's awesome. Doug and Freddie have helped me lots last year. They always step up and come with me to events, and or like when we have floor hockey practices with the kids. And it's just a great organization. It's great to see the kids and play with them. They're always so excited when we get there. So. Yeah. It probably gives us more than we give them. It's just such a fun time every time you see them. And so, yeah, I'm happy to help them. And Doug and Freddie has been great to me in that regard, you know, supporting me and being coming with me to events.
You'll be back at the Breakfast with Champions again this year?
I'm sure if it fits the schedule. I haven't talked about it yet, but I'm planning to. I don't know. I haven't looked into the schedule yet, but that's the plan if we don't have a game or on the road. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we will, and we'll – we'll schedule in a couple of floor hockey practices or some other nice sports to see the kids again.
With Michael Backlund, Dougie Hamilton, and Freddie Hamilton of the Flames is the Calgary Flames Foundation in the spotlight. With Dougie now, okay, both of you have been very involved in the community since you've gotten here, but I want to start with the Children's Hospital thing, because it's something that I know you did in Boston when you were there, and you carried it over seamlessly upon arriving here. If people aren't aware, every year at Halloween, you organize a bunch of teammates to go to the Children's Hospital, different theme night to kind of surprise the kids there. Where did the idea start? How did that come to you back in Boston?
It was actually organized before I got there. I think I just got put into that appearance kind of, and just really loved it and saw how fun it was for everyone involved, all the kids and everything. So I can't take credit for starting it, but I think it was one of those appearances and stuff that was so fun, and for, like I said, for the kids and for us and stuff like that. So I wanted to keep doing it, and the Flames Foundation made it easy to kind of do it here, and we've had two good years so far, and hopefully we can keep building on it.
Now, is it even a question of you carrying it over once you got to Calgary? Was it kind of like something that you were going to do regardless?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. I just, like I said, the foundation here is amazing, and makes it so easy for us to get into the community and stuff, so just brought up the idea, and they kind of make it happen, and it was a lot of fun. So like I said, hopefully we can have another good one this year.
So how much planning goes into it? Like when you, because 2 years ago was the Avengers and last year was Star Wars. So how much planning goes into the theme of the year?
Yeah, I don't think too much planning. I think it's more just thinking about it and trying to figure out what to be and how many guys and stuff like that. And we had a lot of guys last year, which was nice. So yeah, like I said, we'll see what we come up with this year, and already looking forward to it.
Everybody on the outside thinks it's awesome, but what's the response like? Like, what in terms of the response once you get when you're there, what do you get from the kids at the hospital?
Yeah, I think some kids are probably more excited to see, let's say, a superhero than a Calgary Flame player, which is fine with us. But I think it's for sure interesting that it's Calgary Flame player dressed in a costume. So just to have both and it's exciting for the kids and exciting for us when you see them so excited.
Tell me about being the face of the Reading Give It a Shot program, because you've done that for the last couple of years with the Flames. What's it been like being the face of that? A very important program the Flames run.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we do the appearances and we can see, I guess, when we go there and talk to some of the kids at the schools, I think you really see how much it motivates them and how much, I guess, they read and stuff because of the program. So I think we had a raise of hands last year and talking about how many books some of the kids read, and it was unbelievable how many books they all read. So definitely a great program, and hopefully we can keep building on it and keep having the kids read more.
For those that don't know, Reading Give It a Shot encourages students between kindergarten and grade 6 to get into reading, read more, improve their reading skills, so on and so forth. And Dougie's been the face of that for the last couple of years. And Freddie, you and Dougie have also been involved the last couple of years with Heroes Hockey, which is such an important organization in the city, not just here, but nationwide, but to help get kids who might not be able to play hockey in certain areas to get into it and really help them in their development. What's that been like, being involved with that?
Yeah, it's that's something that's a lot of fun for us too, because the kids have so much fun when we're out there hanging out with them. And yeah, a lot of times life isn't fair when you grow up in certain situations compared to other people. And hockey's, I guess, it's an expensive sport to play. So it's awesome that they're able to get a chance to play hockey and have fun with their friends, and I guess just have us as some role models and people that they can look up to.
Ask Dougie about kind of the response at the Children's Hospital. Having worked with the kids at Heroes before, I mean, the response anytime they see an NHL play, it's a pretty big deal. What's the response been like when you've gone out for some practices and worked with the kids?
Yeah, just seeing their smiles on their faces and how much fun they have. Even just being in the Saddle Dome last year, mm-hmm. And just being able to skate on that ice, it was just, yeah, they had a blast doing that. And yeah, it's a lot of fun any chance you get to hang out with them.
So how'd you get involved? What made you want to get involved, and how did that connection form?
Well, I think a couple of summers ago, I don't know how we got into it, but we ended up doing a Heroes program in Niagara, and some kids from Toronto came down and skated with us, and then we took them to Niagara Falls and the Maid of the Mist. So I guess we didn't really know there was a program in Calgary, right, at the time, but when we came here, we were happy to join that too.
And I mean, as you guys would know, I mean, it really is a way, and I think that it's something that we're seeing more and more of. That if you can get these kids into playing hockey, I mean, will they advance to the NHL? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact that they're able to come and get away from some other situations and learn some of those teamwork aspects and stuff like that, that's about as big as anything else for them.
Yeah, it's a chance for them to have fun. It's a release. It's a chance to play with their friends. And yeah, like you said, learn different values that hockey teaches. So it's a really good program.
And finally, I wanted to ask you guys, and Dougie, I'll start with you. Tell me about the Niagara Penguins, the Brock Niagara Penguins. Tell us about the team, how you've been involved, and your involvement with them.
Yeah, just I think it was just recently, I guess the last month or 2 months or something. So just kind of met them through the university and kind of realized what they did there and stuff like that, and we were able to go there and play some sledge hockey in a gym and just meet the kids and everything like that. So that day was a lot of fun, and just seeing the kids and the people that are in that program and how good of people they are, it's it's a great program, and it was a lot of fun for us to be there and play with the kids and have some fun, and yeah, we'll definitely for sure continue to do stuff when we're back there.
So and it's a team made up of people with different physical disabilities. That's kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know if Freddie can expand on it. It's like different sports. I think they do like swimming, bocce. I'm not sure exactly the other ones, Freddie.
Wheelchair basketball. And then we played sledge hockey with them. So yeah, it's just different physical disabilities and bring them together and play sports.
What was the sledge hockey experience? Had you ever played it before?
No, I hadn't, but it was we did it off the ice. And yeah, it was very difficult. And they were really good at it, so they definitely showed us up.
So it's all upper body strength, right? That's what, like, how did, were you on par, or were you lagging behind a little bit?
We were lagging behind. I think Dougie got knocked over a couple times. He was laying on his back. So yeah, they were really good.
And for more information on any of these things, flamesfoundation.com is the website, and all of the different programs the Flames Foundation runs throughout the year can be found there. I wanted to ask all three of you guys, and Mike, I'll come back to you first. You know, it seems like immediately as soon as you joined the Flames and became a full-time member at the NHL level, you're like, I want to be involved with the community. It started with the Kids Cancer Care Foundation, then you added ALS, and Special Olympics has been there for so long. How come it was so important for you with the Flames Foundation to make that connection with the community almost right away?
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to do something, and when I got in, made a team here, I had some good role models and the veteran guys who are already involved in so many charities and doing such a great job that I wanted to do the same thing. So I looked up to guys like, you know, Jerome McGinley, Robin Regier, Mika Kiposoff. Those were guys that, of course, were the superstars, but also they made they did a lot of work in the community, and I wanted to take after that and do what I could do to be a big part of the community.
Oh, Dougie, how come it's so important to you to be connected as much as you are with the community?
Yeah, I think it's just the ability, I guess the position we're in, to give back and make people smile, make kids smile, and just to be able to do those things and appearances and see the reactions on the kids' faces and stuff, it's awesome. So that makes it really enjoyable, and I guess we do have that platform that we're able to get to do these experiences and give back, and I think the biggest thing is with the Flames Foundation is all the people working in it are so great, and they really make it easy for us to come up with ideas and mm-hmm. and I guess get out there and do different things, and it makes it easy for all the players to access that. So they've been awesome, and it's a lot of fun to be with them and to give back in Calgary.
Freddie, I would imagine kind of the same thing, just easy to make the connection and something so easy but yet so rewarding on both sides, right?
Yeah, just like they both said, it's really rewarding for us to do this, just seeing how happy these people are and how happy these kids are, even though they're in some tougher situations. It's definitely really rewarding, and it's a lot of fun for us too. I know all three of us really enjoy going to these things and actually look forward to doing them for a couple of weeks. So the Flames Foundation and Blake make it so easy for us to do them. So it's hard not to do them.
We've got Freddie Hamilton, Dougie Hamilton, and Michael Backlund along with us here. Once again, flamesfoundation.com, calgaryflamesfoundation.com is the website if you want to get more information on any of these initiatives or any of the other things that the players are doing throughout the year, because so many different programs, so much given back to the community every single year. Couple quick hockey questions for you before we let you go. Freddie, I'll start with you. You know, you see what this team has done throughout the offseason. We're a couple of days away from the start of training camp. Just your overall feel and kind of the buzz and excitement level for you as you enter this year's camp.
Yeah, I think for me and everyone here, it's exciting coming into the season when there is this buzz around the team. And we did well last year, but we feel like we've improved. So I think a lot of guys are looking forward to it, and we'll see how it goes.
Dougie, you know, you see the blue line that you're a part of. Hamannik is added. Michael Stone comes back, and people pointing to it saying, geez, this is one of the best top five, top six units in the National Hockey League. Just how much do you look forward to being part of a defensive unit that seems in a lot of ways like it might be the envy of a lot of other teams?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's you see those, I guess, trades happen and signings and stuff, and it's definitely exciting for everyone. It's extra motivation and stuff like that, and we got to make it work on the ice. I think it's easy to say how good we are on paper, but hopefully we can mesh well as a unit and perform on the ice and have a really good year.
Well, when you got here for your first year, the expectations were pretty high, and I know the team didn't make the playoffs in year number one. What can be done to avoid that happening this time around, knowing that the expectations are high once again?
Yeah, I think it's hard to look into expectations too much. I think for sure it's just got to focus on every day and be in the moment and stuff like that, and not look at the big picture too much, I think. So I've been on teams in the past where it's you're expected to win a lot and you end up failing. So I think it's more about focusing on the process and trying to improve every day.
Michael, you've been with this team for quite some time, and in this conversation, you're kind of the veteran here. What in terms of the buzz, in terms of the feel going into this year's camp, how would you compare it to other years in terms of excitement?
It's for sure the most excited I've been in my career here in Calgary going into season. I think we have a great group here, great personalities, and as we talked about, as the guy said, I mean, we've made some good acquisitions. We had a good year last year. We fell a little short. I think we've better than we finished last year, and that's going into this year is a good feeling to have. So I'm really excited about this year.
Guys, appreciate this. Really, really appreciate all the work you do in the community. I know that so many other people appreciate it just as much. And thanks so much for spending a little time and coming on and talk about the Flames Foundation. Good luck throughout the preseason, and I guess we'll see you on the ice on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks. Guys. Dougie Hamilton, Freddie Hamilton, and Michael Backlund. The website, CalgaryFlamesFoundation.com, as these guys and so many of their teammates do such great work for it every single year.